K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you on this Friday afternoon. Yes, sir. Happy Friday. Happy weekend, K-State Nation, or for some of us, or not very happy. But anyways, Friday, September 26, 2025. Sure, first time listening to this podcast. Y'all will be notified about, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, then thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. But you will be notified if you subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe daily, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week, everyday coverage, except for, what was it, Thursday or something like that? Yeah, Thursday when all the craziness went down. Yeah, but anyways, 99.5% of the time, we're coming at you daily with new episodes. Football, women's basketball, women's soccer, the cross-country teams, men's and women's, and so much more. Again, subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Getting right on into it here, folks. Last night, falling short yet again. The K-State women's soccer team were in action. Was in action last night, and just short of an upset bid there as they were shut out by the TCU Lady Horned Frogs last night at Music Family Park, 1-0 in the game. There, again, and this is kind of, I was thinking about this from a majority of the day, and K-State. Now, the women's soccer team now has not scored yet in Big 12 competition just yet. So, that, I'm not going to sound alarm bells yet. But that is something I got to keep an eye on here as they move on in to the weekend as Baylor will come into town, I believe, on Sunday. But, yes, 15th shutout, despite all that, this was nothing again. So, this has been the theme of the year so far to this point, right? K-State's able to stop them defensively, but when they get stops the defensive end, they cannot take advantage on the offensive side of the soccer field, right? So, and it looks like here, looking at these numbers here for real quick here, the Lady Wildcats had them outshot the Horned Frogs 8-6. In the second half of this game, but as I check out the box score here on the Pro Bunch of Podcast, as 10th ranked TCU shuts down K-State bid for an upset at home last night in Manhattan, Kansas, 1-0. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast here, folks. Another postcast here. Yeah, so this has been a theme. K-State, this offense cannot get going in the first half. And this has been most of the games now that head coach Colleen Corbin and her team can't get things going there. And then the second half for some reason, and this is usually a K-State second half team. But this time TCU got them there. The only goal of this game came in extra frame. Hold on a second. No, late in the second half. Almost said late in the second half there. By Sydney Brisarera. I don't know that. Is that right? But we're going to roll with it here on this podcast. Sydney Brisarera scored the goal, her second goal of the season, and the credit assist there went to AJ Hennessy there in that game. So, with 8 minutes, 9 minutes, less than 10 minutes to go in the game, cannot hang on there as TC gets a late goal late in the second half there. And derails K-State it would have been another draw. It would have been a second consecutive draw in this conference schedule. But instead, now you leave with a loss there. And Colin Corbin's now squad now in Big 12 play anyways. Now winless, 1-1 now. And yeah, TCU. Hang on a second. Yeah, the shots. Yeah, K-State. Let me see. Yeah, K-State outshot. As I mentioned, in that second half, 8-6 total, though, TCU 16-10 there. Saves TCU on that advantage as well with 5 more to K-State's 4 corner kicks. TCU 6, K-State 2, offsides belong to TCU 2, 2-0 on that end. and then the fouls. Woo! Wildcats led in this direction, 10-5 on that side of the sucker balls. They lose a heartbreaker at home, 1-0. And I think now K-State, that's for the women's soccer team now, that is their first loss at home in a 2025 game, playing once again as the 10th ranked TCU Horned Frogs escape the clutches of the ladies soccer team last night, 1-0 there as well. And in the series, quite fitting enough to even I can't find the right words right now, but TCU all time against K-State has not lost, 8-0 undefeated. And last night was head coach Corbin's first time taking on TCU, and it ends in a heartbreaker late there last night there as well. Maddie Sibling last night, because nobody else scored for K-State, obviously, for the second straight game, conference game anyways, which, again, we're going to keep an eye on that now, because that's, again, I hate to bring up the past there a little bit, but in the past there, Mike DeBinney's teams have gone consecutive games without scoring goals. So not trying to put a cast a spell on head coach Corbin's team right now, which has been pretty good for the most part. But yeah, the first half woes continue offensively, not getting ahead of your opponent while you have a chance there. And that was another opportunity last night to do that, and K-State could not jump on TCU when they had an opportunity there in that game, because this game could have been easily a draw, and instead it ends up in a second loss for Kansas State ladies soccer here in 2025. Eddie Greer, the Pearl Butcher Podcast, all things K-State sports postcast. 10th ranked TCU 1, K-State nothing on the women's soccer side of things here. Real quick here, Maddie Sibling, before I stir off the railroad tracks. Maddie Sibling, 4 saves on the night there. Andrea Moeller, one of the 3 seniors on this team. And Hannah Palmer, sophomore. And Hannah Palmer, again, has been one of the key contributors to this team throughout the season to this point. They both of them, Andrea Moeller and Hannah Palmer, had opportunities to get the offense on the board 3 times. 3 shots there. Moeller led the Wildcats with 2 shots on goal right there as well. And we're going to have Colleen Corbin. Yeah, we're going to stay right there. We're going to stay right there with this. And we'll end this postcast with this. And also, as I look on here, she comments on the crowd as well. And shout out to the K-State Nation last night. They're on showing up there to support this team. Obviously, they're still in good spot there. But a heartbreaker last night late there as K-State gives up a goal late there to TCU late in the second half with less than 9 minutes left there as they fall their first Big 12 game of the year and you have yet to score in conference play here. Back to head coach Colleen Corbin after the game last night. I'm proud of them, and I know that they're proud of themselves. I think the first thing I did was ask them what felt different for them in the second half versus the first half. And so much of it has nothing to do with soccer. It's a belief and a willingness and a competitiveness and just a resilience to want to be in games with top 10 programs and truly believing that you belong and that you can get a result. And that was the difference. I think the team came out of the locker room fired up and ready to go play K-State soccer, and that's what we did. We outshot them in the second half and made them really uncomfortable, and I'm really proud of that effort. But I think where this team is going and where we're headed is just making them uncomfortable isn't good enough. We need to punish teams that come here and that we make them uncomfortable. We need to put goals in the back of the net. And that's the next level for us. And I think just getting the girls to really believe that they can compete and that they belong is step 1. Step 2 is finishing off the job. So just really proud of them and really pleased to show up the way we did, especially in the second half tonight, and go toe-to-toe with a top 10 program, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, this is what I talked about in the beginning, before the season started, right? you know, Mike DeBeany, obviously the foundation of this program, first off, you know, broke bread with this program, and, you know, getting blown out by these teams, and now, you know, with a new coach, with a new regime going, coming in here, it's all about taking the next steps, and that is well put right there. I don't need to say anything else right there from what Coach Corbin, head coach Corbin, said right there to our team last night. There is, yeah, you had an opportunity there in the first half to jump, to get at, maybe this, again, this, they would have both scored. I mean, who knows? I mean, K-State, you had an opportunity there to jump them, and you didn't do it. And then later on, when you have to have it, yeah, you just couldn't get it done. So, but yeah, that's very encouraging there. I mean, unfortunately, you lose in front of your home fans. That you never want to do that, whether that's soccer, football, basketball, whatever that is. You never want to lose in front of your home crowd there as well. But I mean, hey, sports, that's the way it goes sometimes there as well. But again, it's just another learning curve. Again, this team is still, what, 5-2-2? Yeah, 5-2-2 heading into this weekend. So yeah, it's, yeah, 5-2-2 overall. I mean, yeah, the Big 12 record is oddly, but hopefully that will change with Baylor coming in here this weekend. But yeah, absolutely. Two different tales of the tape. Right? We've seen it before in college sports, right? Where you kind of slow, you know, fearful of the team, whatever, in the first half, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're right in the game. And K-State was in this ball game, no question about it. K-State was in this soccer match here, right there to the very end. And you just can't, when games like this, especially in conference play, you gotta try to capitalize. And that's what I've been saying lately, you know, seeing the pattern of this team, you know, getting off the slow starts and whatnot, and the defense having to hold there as well. If they could just channel that energy in the first half and come out with that same energy like the football team needs to do, as I'm recording this on Friday afternoon, tomorrow morning, then they're going to be all right. They're going to be good. So, yeah, fortunately, we lost last night 1-0 against a top 10 team in TCU. But, hey, this is steps forward again. Making progress, building blocks. Well, I like to use reference on this show, building blocks for this team. And so next up, yeah, so Baylor Sunday morning. It's going to be a busy Sunday, folks, for women's sports, obviously. You got women's soccer, 11:30, hosting Baylor. So you can hopefully, they can carry whatever it is that Colin Corbin, head coach Corbin, told them at halftime, at intermission, can carry over to the first half against Baylor. That, again, it's at Buser Family Park. 11:30 there, and that is on, I want to say, that's on ESPN Plus. And of course, I believe that it'll be just 30 minutes afterwards, but maybe you can hop over to Morgan Family Arena, as you got the women's volleyball team, as they, speaking of upset bids, go for another upset against 8th-ranked Arizona State on Sunday afternoon. So you got women's soccer on Sunday and women's volleyball team in action for Kansas State. Your Kansas State Wildcats going down. But unfortunately, last night, though, K-State loses there in another tough one in Boozer Family Park by the score of 1-0 to 10th-ranked TCU on Thursday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and bubble daily, or just record K-State content. First time listening to this podcast, again, make sure you are subscribed to this everyday podcast. Yes, no matter what, I'm going to try to bring you coverage, no matter what the situation is over here in hot Kansas City, Missouri. And that way, you hit the alarm bell every time we update content, you will be notified that we posted new coverage here on the Pro Project Podcast feed, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. Podbean app might sneak, depending on what happens this weekend. Again, Thursday was crazy enough as it was. I was not able to record with Alex this week, but maybe I'll try to squeeze in one here. I know I keep saying this every week. Maybe I just need to go do it. Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-D-I-D, Apostles Podcast, for more Boys Coverage of Cats. New content coming soon over there. And, of course, continue to tell other K-State fans, including new ones that join K-State Nation, about the Purple Project Podcast. 10th-ranked TCU 1, K-State nothing on the women's soccer side of K-State Sports. And next up for head coach Colin Corbin and her team, Sunday morning, late morning, against Baylor at Buser Family Park at home. So if you're in the area this weekend out in Manhattan, definitely go continue to support those Cats. Right now they are continuing. They've been doing well this year still. Yes, the record is still good, 5-2-2, as they look for their first conference win on Sunday morning / afternoon. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We got you.